having fun out there?
Of course. I mean, it's football. It's just it's great, especially after all that happened, just through the lockout, to be on a team in general and work with a great number of guys that just take pride in competing and winning.
You said you felt rusty on your tackling. How do you fix that? I mean,
that's just repetition through the practice field, like anything else. I mean, just reps, and more reps. Mm-hmm. So, but I think overall, it was just great to just put my hand in the dirt and do what I do best and just compete.
Have you gone up against Donald Penn before? I mean, did you know how to attack him?
You know what? I went up against him maybe once or twice, so I definitely had a feel for him, like any player, especially when young players start to mature and have a long sense of longevity in the league, their technique starts to change. That's nothing against the opponent itself, but we call it the crafty vet. So I think it was just studying film, and once you get a feel for your opponent, play by play, you have an idea what you need to do.
Andre, you've been around long enough to know the importance of quality depth.
Of course.
Right. On the defensive line.
Yes.
What is it going to be like to have so many bodies, with so many quality bodies on the defensive line?
Well, Lord willing, it is a blessing to have depth on defensive line as well as any position. I think first and foremost, it keeps the eye guys fresh. As you know, this is a long season. 16 games is definitely a grind. So if you have a certain number of depth and can rotate guys, keep guys fresh, it prepares you definitely in the long run. But I think the most important thing is staying healthy.
First two games of preseason, do you feel reinvigorated?
Well, no, this last preseason game was my first game. I was definitely antsy again in the first game, but unfortunately I didn't get a chance to play. It was like I tell everybody, it was a stepping stone, a starting point to where I need to be. I still definitely have a long way to go, and just perfecting my technique. I mentioned tackling is one key thing, but overall I just take it day by day.
What are some tackles that you can think of offhand that you missed?
I think one on like a draw play. I just kind of came too far upfield and kind of missed a guy, so one of those plays. And it's just like I said, I always mention it starts with practice and just got perfected in the game.